perfect timing, dude. That was crazy. Because I just started. We're on air now. Anyway, sorry about those technical difficulties, guys. My computer was not cooperating with the system. But we have a very special guest again in the studio today, and that's Willow. Grab that mic, dude. It's already on.
Which mic?
This one. Perfect, perfect. Yeah. No, that was actually perfect timing. Willow just walked into the studio. This is crazy. But that was Mediocrity Rules by La Tigre, one of my all-time favorite bands. Love the lead singer, Kathleen Hanna. It's off an album called, I'm pretty sure, it's like the desk of, From the Desk of Mr. Lady. Great album. I highly suggest everyone listen to it. Willow, how are you doing? I can't see you now. Oh, there we go.
It's nice to be back, Lily.
Good. I'm so glad that we could do this again.
I know, like, actually after doing your first show and just like creating a list for the show, for this show, it's really, it's therapeutic. I've told you this at work.
Yeah.
I really like doing it.
It's so fun. Yeah, it is kind of therapeutic, especially when we have a theme like this. Which is, do you want to introduce it? Should I?
You can introduce it.
Okay. Our theme for this week is our first influences. So, like, which musicians, which albums, which songs did we listen to when we were wee little things? And we're like, that's basically changing my life now. And you know what? Don't we all have those songs?
I know. And we're getting to know each other better here because music is pretty personal.
Totally.
So I'm probably going to get to know a little bit more of how you grew up through these musics.
Yeah, I mean, not to throw you on the spot, do you want to introduce a song?
Yeah.
Since I already did mine, technically.
So my first one, we'll go for something kind of like mainstream pop.
Okay,
since this was the music that was really big during my time. So this song came out in the 2000s. I was 12 years old. And this is one of those bands, like, they started out doing, like, more, like, R&B stuff. But this is their first kind of, like, really pop song kind of a genre. And it really hit. And it's still on my playlist. Because there's, like, some music that, you know, like, the Britney Spears stuff. Like, it's nice, but it's not on my playlist anymore. Like, I'll listen to it if it's playing somewhere.
No Britney on your playlist? I mean, it's timeless.
They are timeless. But I feel like I've listened to them so much. They've been blasted on the radio so much.
Yeah.
So I kind of like, I do have the occasional Backstreet Boys there.
Okay.
But this one is still in my 90s playlist.
Okay.
It's All Saints with Pure Shores. It actually was featured in the movie The Beach, featuring Leonardo DiCaprio. It was one of his first movies. But I've never actually watched it.
Wait, what's the movie?
It's called The Beach.
Oh, The Beach. Yeah. Oh, have I seen that? No, I don't think I have. Interesting. I mean, yeah, let's get into it. Pure Shores by All Saints?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Something to call my home.
overhead beam. Walk the desert, swim the shore. Many faces I have known, many ways in which I've grown. Moving closer on my own.
I just felt like I was thrown back into like a 90s rom-com like closing sequence. That's what it felt like.
It's so nice. Like I love how the 90s were like all about girl bands, boy bands, and was all about those like lovely harmonies. And this song like encapsulates that.
Mm-hmm.
And like the beat, it just like it's super 90s.
Yeah, it's really nostalgic. I mean, I wasn't obviously born yet, but like I think I was like just growing up on those movies because they weren't that old by the time I was watching them, so it's just like yeah, I love it.
And the song is still cool. Apparently it's on GTA 5. You know how what? I said last time, like every time I open like a video on YouTube, it's like, found this on GTA. I'm like, come on, what? People, this was out in the 2000s.
Found this on GTA. Now that's like a Gen Z person talking in that one. That's,
I think,
so
this
funny.
Is an omen. I should just start playing GTA at this point because I just keep seeing it in every single video that I
I can't imagine you playing GTA, but also I could, like, I have, like, a very, like, distinct image of you somewhat enjoying it, honestly. Like, in some, like, crazy way. But, yeah. I mean, moving it along, the song that I chose was one that my uncle introduced me to. I still have such a distinct memory of hearing this song for the first time. And I was with my family in the car and my uncle was driving and he was like, have you guys heard this new artist? Newer. I think this album came out in 2012. I've got my notes in front of me. I finally came prepared today. it's off an album called Covered Up with Flowers, released in 2012. And it's by one of my favorite artists, Lissy, who I've never played on the radio either. And also, no one ever really knows about her. I think she's from California. She covered this song, The Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi, and like this kind of live album. And then I found it off of this covers album that she did. And it's so good. There's something about it. Her voice is super raspy and I really love it. And honestly, she kind of like inspired me to be like, yeah, like girls can do rock and roll too. I love it. She's so cool. She also has this other song called Bully that I was obsessed with as a child, and I even sang it in a talent show one time. I think my mom might have cried. But what can I do? I have the voice of an angel. I can't help it.
Oh, you should sing next time.
Oh my God. No one needs to hear that. But everyone needs to hear this song. And that's why I'm going to play it. This is The Pursuit of Happiness by Lissy.
Take it.
here feeling lit, feeling like 2 a.m. summer night. I don't care, hands on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing. Rolling the Midwest side now, living my life, getting out dreams. People told me slow my roll, I'm screaming out, fuck that. I'm gonna do just what I want, and there ain't no turning back. If I fall, if I die, know I lived it to the fullest. If I fall, if I die, know I lived and missed some bullets. I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything that shines ain't always gonna be gold. Hell, I'll be fine once I get here, and I'll be good. So tell me what you know about dreaming, dreaming. You don't really know about nothing, nothing. Tell me what you know.
Lissy, The Pursuit of Happiness, a cover from Kid Cudi. You're listening to Le Ritual, and I'm here with Willow, if for anybody that's just joining in. What do you think about that song?
That was nice, and I was just telling you, like, the beginning reminded me of, like, some Lana Del Rey.
Yeah. And honestly, good comparison.
Yeah, but cooler, in a way. There's this, like, raspy, like, aspect to her voice and some kind of, like, rock inspired, like,
yeah, she's definitely indie.
But
what's your song?
So my next one, going back into my first love, like rock music.
Yes.
So this was the era where, like, Three Doors Down, you have your Goo Goo Dolls, Matchbox 20. This was one of the first albums that I actually bought, like, mm-hmm. as a CD.
Mm.
And yeah, I still listen to it to this day. It's just like all, like, the angst, all the emotions of, like, a freaking millennial.
Yes.
All bundled up into, like, one album. And
oh.
Rob Thomas, he's, like, one of those, like, kind of, like, lyricists who, like, kind of his songs really encompasses time, and it's really still very relevant right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so. I'm here for it. Should we just play it?
Let's hit it.
Let's do it. Let's hit it.
She got out of town on a railway New York bound. Took all except my name. Another alien on Broadway. Well, some things in this world you just can't change. Some things you can't see until it gets too late. And baby, 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 when all your love is gone, who will save me from all I'm up against out in this world? And maybe, maybe, maybe you'll find something that's enough to keep you. But if the bright lights don't receive you, you should turn yourself around and come on home. I got a hole in me now. Yeah, I got a scar I can talk about. She keeps a picture of me her apartment in the city. But some things in this world, man, they don't make sense. There's some things you don't need until they leave you. Then the things that you miss, you say, baby, 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 when all your love is gone, who will save me from all I'm up against out in this world? Find something that's enough to keep you. But if the bright lights don't receive you, you should turn yourself around and come on home. Let that city take you in. Come on. Let that city spit you out. Come on. Let that city take you down. Yeah.
Okay, wait. So, Willow, what did you say you would listen to the song when you were...
Yeah, if I'm on some vacation or road trip and I'm just walking on some random highway, like music blasting through my ears, this would be the music.
I love it. I was saying that this song reminds me of being at like a rodeo or something, because I went to Alberta this summer and that was very like... And it was during the rodeo too, which is really funny. Honestly, I'm very curious about going to that. Have you ever been?
No.
Have you ever been to Alberta?
I've been to Alberta.
Where?
I don't remember, honestly. I was like 11 years old at that time.
Like probably Calgary, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Calgary is an interesting place. If you're from Calgary, wow. I mean, what can you do? Anyway, we won't get into that. But moving on, I feel like since you kind of brought country-esque, country rock, mainly rock. I thought I'd take it to folk direction, just for a little change, you know?
Okay.
Why not? This artist actually inspired me to play guitar because I was really jealous of the fact that he could pick and strum at the same time. And I think I was probably heard this, I don't even know, like a baby, because my dad loves this artist. This is off his album After the Gold Rush. Pretty sure, it was released in 1970. So crazy. Also, if you don't know the album After the Gold Rush, it's by artist Neil Young. Classic Canadian Ontario shout out. This was one of my favorite albums by him, and also just one of my favorite songs, and I've just constantly been listening to it. I found it on as a record, I think last year or something like that, and it was only $12. And it's funny because the reason why it was so discounted was because there's one scratch on like one of the songs that's my least favorite song. So every time it skips, I'm just like, this is perfect. But whenever I was sad, I would just listen to the song, and it'd bring me back up, because it's called Don't Let It Bring You Down. And I'm just going to play it.
Yeah, let's listen to it.
Because it's so good. It's so good. This is Don't Let It Bring You Down by Neil Young.
Old man lying by the side of the road. From the weight of the load, and the building scraped the sky. Cold wind ripping down the alley at dawn, and the morning paper flies. Dead man lying by the side of the road with the daylight in his eyes. Don't let it bring you down. It's only castles burning. Find someone who's turning, and you around. Blind man running through the light of the night with an answer in his hand. Come on down to the river of sight, and you can really understand.
Yeah, I was just telling Willow that if I basically just kind of like observed people playing guitar and just kind of like taught myself, because Google is a powerful source. And but I was saying that if I would have had lessons, I would be actually so rocking on guitar now, but whatever. Maybe I should just start them now. It's never too late.
I mean, the best song that I was able to play was Officially Missing You by Tamia.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Now that's better than Leaving on a Jet Plane, which was the first song that I learned off guitar school. Yeah.
Now that would have been a good segue from Neil Young to that. Wow. Yeah. But anybody that wants to play guitar, it's actually super easy, guys. Just do it. Just try it. Why not?
Yeah, it's really
fun. You should pick it back up, because Willow was just saying that she used to play guitar in high school.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. Small world. Anyway, what's your
inspired
next song?
By artists like this. The
exactly.
Next one in line to the music you just played. So my next artist is Sheryl Crow.
Mm-hmm.
She is one of those like country rock artists. I'm not into the whole country genre. Like, no, like, don't come at me. Don't come at me, Carrie Underwood fans.
This is a new side.
But this is the one album that I will constantly still listen to, mainly because of still all that kind of that alternative rock side to it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like her voice is very versatile, so it's still really relevant to the now. And this song in particular is my absolute favorite. It's a little bit more on that personal side, slightly slower, a little bit more restrained in the vocals. But I kind of love the storytelling that comes from a lot of like country and like folk music.
Mm-hmm. That's what I love about like Neil Young, Joan Baez, Bob Dylan. It's not really their life experiences. It's just stories that they've made up along the way. And I think that it's kind of a lost form of song making.
I know.
I feel. It's like, yeah, but like, even Led Zeppelin would kind of do that too. I mean, they're talking about shires and whatever.
Yeah. I feel like the music like this, like before, I would listen actually to the lyrics specifically and also to the actual kind of like sounds. But then now it's just all about the beats.
Yeah. 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 True. Now it's all about sound and like ambient music, which is also good. I am an Aphex Twin fan. What can you do?
Nothing wrong.
But yeah, nothing wrong with it. That was a tone. Anyway, let's listen to My Favorite Mistake by Sheryl Crow.
I will
that was inspired on Willow's rom-com life.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a hopeless romantic here. What can I say? I love a good rom-com, especially a Christmas rom-com, like at this time of the year.
Which are literally all filmed in Vancouver, too. It's true. It's like I always, every time I'm watching something, did you ever watch like the Hallmark Channel as a kid?
Oh my God.
Yeah?
It becomes too cringy sometimes.
Oh, it's so bad. But that's why you watch it, because it's so bad. And it's always the same storyline. It's like big city boss lady goes back to her small town, which is like Surrey in Vancouver. And then they're like, God, I can't believe that I've met this like farmer boy who's the love of my life.
It's like all average guys. And all of a sudden, yes, there's this like so one average. Super hot guy. And then they end up together. Like, whoa.
Yeah,
like,
you're like, mind okay, blown. I know. Honestly, unreasonable standards sometimes.
Yeah, well, what can you hence do? This song is an homage to my two ex-boyfriends.
Really? Oh, was this your post-breakup song or something or what?
Yeah, could be.
Okay. I mean, I feel like it's like a getting over it. You know what I mean? Like overcoming the situation, but I don't know. That sounds like another thing to unpack.
I know.
Not on air, though. Who knows? Maybe they're listening.
In our next shift at work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when we're polishing glasses, that's our classic chatting time. But, I mean, moving it along, I'm going to switch up the vibe a little drastically, but whatever. It's still, like, in, like, yes, female empowerment, go, but this is, like, female empowerment to the max, because this is the kind of one of the first all-female kind of hard rock and roll groups. This came out in 1976 as their self-titled album, The Runaways. And if you know anything about me, you know I love this song. Especially Dad, if you're listening. He'd always play this in the car. So would my mom. We always just... my whole family knows how much I love this song. But besides the fact, you know, this is where Joan Jett got her start as the... not even the lead guitarist. I think she was the rhythm guitarist in this band. I don't even know how to describe it in words because it's just so good and I just really want to play it. So I might as well. And I'm just going to shock the audience. Not the audience. The listeners with this high voltage Runaways awesome crescendo of sound. That's a good intro. Let's play it.
Stay at home, can't stay at school. Old folks say you're poor little fool. Stay on the street, I'm the girl next door. I'm the fox you've been waiting for. Hello, daddy. Hello, mom. I'm your cherry bomb. Hello, world. I'm your wild girl. I'm your
Yeah, I hope you're awake after hearing that one, because that is such a good song. Yes, I know it's cliche. Yes, I know it's their most popular song. I do know more by them, but that one, it's just, it was my first influence. What can I say? It's so good. And the fact that they were just like 15, 16, just like being like, yeah, I want to join a band. I'll do that, because I just think that's so cool. And do you ever like have little fantasies when you're like listening to a song? Because whenever I listen to this, I always think that I'm now the lead singer and I'm singing the song, because I just like wish I could do that.
I mean, we all do.
Karaoke. That's what karaoke's for.
We should do carpool karaoke next time.
Oh my God. Wait, should we? We don't even mute the mics when we play the song. Just have the mics with it.
Yeah.
Honestly, we could. That would actually be kind of...
That would be wild.
That would be... Loki, a good idea. I'll think about that one.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's continue on.
So, complete, like, depart from your song. Mm-hmm. We'll go hip-hop now.
Yes!
So, what we were talking about earlier about kind of, like, storytelling in terms of, like, lyrics. A lot of, like, the best hip-hop songs growing up were, like, those that were more surrounded in, like, more personal stories. Kind of, like, more conscious hip-hop, like, talking about, like, political things, sometimes tapping into things like racism, poverty, like the ghetto life. And one of the front runners at that time is Tupac, my man. Oh my God.
My man. I have a crazy story about Tupac, actually, but we'll
really?
Say it off air. Yeah.
Okay. I want to hear it.
You'll definitely, your jaw will be on the floor.
But this is my absolute favorite song of his, and I love how it also samples Bruce Hornsby and The Range's 1986 hit song, That's the Way It Is, which is one of my dad's favorite songs as well. It's kind of one of the reasons why I fell in love with this song also.
I love that.
Yeah.
What a cute little note for that. Yeah, should we just play it?
Let's play it.
Okay, this is Changes by Tupac.
I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on, come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I see no changes, all I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racists. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place, let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both black and white, and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes skill to be real, time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed, and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Selling crack to the kids,
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is.
Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, come on.
That's just the way it is.
The way it is.
Things just the way it is. Oh yeah.
We gotta make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops they can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat.
That's the way it is. That's just the way it is. Things will never be.
We just want to say goodbye, and we're just going to leave you with the last 30 seconds of the song because we got to bounce.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
And this won't be my last time.
No, it will not. Definitely not. But yeah, hope you have a lovely Wednesday, and we'll see you soon.
Bye, guys.
That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Some things will never change.